نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني اسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي انعمت عليكم واني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقران العظيم واجعله لنا اماما ونورا وهدى ورحمه اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this hour, inshallah, we shall read four sections of Surah Al-Baqarah. 6th, 7th, 8th and 9th. Here you see that again, the address, Ya Bani Israel, Azkuru Ni'mati Allati An'amtu Alaykum. Why this repetition? I told you in the previous session that the first section of this continuous address, it is a da'wah, a call, a persuasion. The style of persuasion in da'wah is different. And the style of blaming someone, charge sheeting him, actually that style is different. So these are two different styles. The seven ayat of the previous section actually, they are for da'wah, for inviting them to accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to believe in him, in Quran, and be his companions, his helpers, and to fulfill the covenant that they made through Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will be described in detail in Surah Al-A'raf in ayah number 157. But from here actually starts a long charge sheet against the wrongdoings and evil deeds of Bani Israel throughout their history. So essentially there are several incidents mentioned in these ayat, and they have been mentioned here very briefly, because some of them have been described in detail in the Makki surahs. In Surah Al-A'raf, for example, many things have been discussed in detail. In Surah Al-Qasas, many things have been given in detail. So here there are references. So we should not be able to go into detail because we have to complete this recitation, the four sections of this surah now. Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, O progeny of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, uskuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum, remember the blessings that I bestowed upon you, the favors that I did to you. Wanni faddaltukum ala al-alamin, and I preferred you. I raised you over all the nations of the world. There's a very big testimony being given here to the Jews that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at one time in history, He chose them out of all the peoples, all the men on earth, and He gave them the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's representative on earth. That was the highest position given to them. Anni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. Wattaqu yawman. Now there is a warning. And be fearful and be mindful of the day. La tajzi nafsun an nafsin shay'a. When nobody will be able to avail anybody else's help. Wala yuqbalu minha shafa'a. Nor an intercession would be accepted from anybody. وَلَا يُخَطُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ Nor any compensation will be accepted from anybody. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْسَرُونَ Nor they will be helped from any quarter. Now this is a very profound ayah. The day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given four things about it. No intercessions will be useful, beneficial. Nobody will be able to help anybody else. Nobody will be able to present some compensations. and nobody will be accepted in place of somebody else. You won't be able to relieve your own sons or daughters. You won't be able to relieve your parents, your father or mother. Everybody would have to face his own accountability, his own deeds. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَالنَّسَايَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. As for every human being, there is nothing except for which he himself took the labor of doing something. Only the reward will be of those things. But whatever he did, he will find it, he will see it before him. Now comes past that long charge sheet. وَإِذَّتْ جَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And just remember, when we delivered you from the people of Fir'aun, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ, they were afflicting you with the worst torment. يُذَبِّهُونَ أَبْنَاكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. They were killing your sons and keeping your women alive. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And in that definitely, verily, there was a big testing and trial from your Lord. Such persecution you were meeting at the hands of the people of Fir'aun in Egypt. And we delivered you from there. وَيْفَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَى. And how did we deliver you from them? When we separated the sea, when we split the sea water, فَانْجَيْنَاكُمْ, and we delivered you, وَأَغْرَقْنَا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ, and we drowned the people and the army of Fir'aun, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, and you were seeing for yourself, you were there, you were seeing them drowning before your own eyes. وَإِذْ وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً, and when we called Moses alayhi salatu wasalam for 40 nights, definite nights, ثُمَّ تَخَصُمُ الْعِجْلَىٰ, but in his absence you took to the worship of cow, مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, and you were the evildoers, you became mushriks, you were worshipping cow, the calf. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. After that, even after that, we pardoned you, forgave you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you should be grateful and thankful to us. وَإِذَا آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ, and just remember and recall, when we gave Moses the book, the Torah, and actually he was called to tour for the same purpose, for 40 days. And I told you he kept fast for 40 days. And then he was able to receive the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the similarity. We will be fasting inshallah during the day. And we shall be gathering here to receive some part of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us able to receive this divine knowledge from our hearts as well as our minds. وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ, and remember when we gave Moses the book, and the thing with which difference can be made between falsehood and right and wrong. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَحْتَدُونَ, so that you take to the right path, you avail of the guidance. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ, and remember when Moses said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, O my nation, O my people, you have wronged yourselves, بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْإِجْلَىٰ, by taking to the worship of calf, فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِيكُمْ, so repent and return to your Lord. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and kill yourself. What does it mean? Those of you who didn't take to the worship of calf should kill and assassinate those who worship the calf. This is the punishment of shirk and irtidad in Islam. And this is the old law, law of the book of Torah. And as the tradition goes, the Bible, the Old Testament says, 70,000 of them were killed. The total number was 600,000 who left Egypt with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. 600,000. 70,000 out of them, they took to the worship of this calf. And now from each side, those people who became kafirs, Baghdad worshipping, calf is definitely kufr. They became murtad. They had to be killed. Murder, killing is the punishment of intiraj in Islam. So actually this is a very important example. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Zalikum anfusam, people of the same tribe. They are one actually. When they were assassinating or killing their own brothers, it was as if they were killing themselves. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْدَ بَارِيكُمْ. This is better for you, near your Lord, although it appears to be very cruel, although it appears to be something very bad, killing so many people. There is good in it. There is the final benefit in it. ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْدَ بَارِيكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And then he accepted your tawbah. He accepted your repentance. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily, he very much accepts tawbah. And he is very merciful. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّىٰ نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. And just remember, now you see that in each ayah there is an incident. And in very brief words it has been described. We can't go into detail. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّىٰ نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And just recall, when you demanded from Moses, we will never accept you, we will never believe in you, unless we see Allah with our own eyes. Ayanan. When we see Allah with our own eyes clearly and plainly, only then we shall believe in you that actually this Torah has been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ. On this wrong demand of yours, a thunderbolt struck you. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And you were seeing it. Eyes are within your sight. When you demanded, when you placed this demand before Moses alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck you with a thunderbolt. And you were all dead. ثُمَّ بَعَثَكُمْ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. But then we raised you again. We raised you alive again. After your death, brought all of you to life. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may be thankful and grateful. وَظَلَّلَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ. When they were in the Sinai desert, when they came out from Egypt, they were in the Sinai Peninsula. And because this Gaza Strip was inhabited, and there was fear that they will be arrested if they cross this Sinai Peninsula from the northern coast. So they went down along this, what is that called, Gulf of Suez. And then again the Gulf of Aqaba, then they came up. So then that was a long journey in the desert. There was nothing to eat. And 600,000 people, 6 lakh of people. And they needed something to eat, something to drink. No water, no food, no shelter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you see, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing them miracle after miracle. Their escape from Egypt was a miracle. The sea broke into two pieces. It was split. And there was a way for them to cross the river. Then when Firaun and his armies came, the two sides of the water met each other and they were drowned. It was a miracle, big miracle. Now three miracles are mentioned here. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ. And we caused the clouds to overshadow you. Wherever this caravan of 600 people was moving, a continuous cloud was going along with them, so that they are saved from the heat of the sun. ظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامِ. We gave you the shadow of clouds. وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And we sent down for you the man and salwa. Man was some sweet grains, and salwa was some birds which came in thousands, and they easily caught them. So they got their proteins from salwa and their carbohydrates from man. So all the requirements, dietary requirements, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled for them by a miracle. Man and salwa. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat from the pure things which we have given you. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا. They couldn't do any wrong to us. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. They were doing wrong to themselves. When somebody is not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is doing no harm to Allah. He is doing all harm to himself. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. How can anybody do any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is above all these things. So anybody who is disobeying him is doing harm to himself. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. And just recall, when we said to you, enter this city or this town, هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. Now which was that city or town? Here again, Quran doesn't mention the name. Hazihi, this. Enter this town. But you know, the biblical description tells it, it was the town of Jericho or Ariha. That was the first town that was captured by the Bani Israel after their exodus from Egypt. And that was the beginning of their conquering Palestine. So the first town that fell to them was Ariha or Jericho. It's very important today. In the news you find this name repeatedly. Enter this town and eat bountifully therein with pleasure and delight wherever you wish. But enter the door bowing your head. That was very important. When a conqueror enters a town which he has conquered, or an army enters a town which he has conquered, the next, they are high up, the heads are high, they are proud. But when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca, his head was bowed down. His forehead was touching the hair of the neck of the horse he was riding. Because this was not the time of arrogance, it was the time of humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same commandment was given to them. Udkhulu al-baba sujjadan, bowing yourself. وَقُولُوا حِتَّةٌ And repeat the word hitta. Hitta meant in Hebrew, hitta, O Allah, اِخْفِرْ لَنَا Pardon us, grant us our mistakes. Hittatun. And going with your humility and say, forgive us. نَخْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ We shall forgive you your misdeeds or your mistakes. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسَنِينَ And those of you who are good doers, we will increase their rewards. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَالَ الْغَيْرَ الَّذِي قِلَ لَهُ But those evil doers, those who were the evil doers, they changed the word that was given to them by another one which was not given to them. And it is given in Torah, they said, Hinta. Instead of Hitta, Hinta. Hinta means this wheat. We need wheat. We need wheat. This was the bad habit of these Jews from the very beginning. And we shall find that with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to say, Raina, Raina. So, inshallah, we shall read when we go progress further. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَالُوا الْغَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَانْزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِزَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ So we sent down upon those evildoers a punishment from the sky. لِمَا كَانُوا يَبْسُقُونَ Because of their rebellious nature, rebellion and disobedience. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ Again remember the time when the nation, people of Moses, asked for water. اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَسْقَى to demand water, to drink. Because there was no source of water. And for such a big wood, perhaps there was some camping at some place. And at that place there was no source of water. And now 600,000 people going without water. What condition would have been there if everybody can imagine. Now they gathered around Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. We find these, all these details in Torah. In very lengthy details. They cursed Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. They said, you have done us something very bad. At least we were there in Egypt. Although we were slaves, but we were eating and drinking and we were having all the goods of life. Now, although we have become free from that bond of slavery, but nothing to eat, not even water to drink. Where have you brought us? That was the attitude of the people. Now, when they gathered round Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam demanding water, فَقُلْنَا ابْنِ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, produce some source of water for us. فَقُلْنَا We told him, we asked him, اِذْنِ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ Strike this rock with your staff. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْ حُسْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا There gushed forth from that rock 12 springs. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ نَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُ Every tribe knew its place of drinking because there were 12 tribes. They were the progeny of 12 sons of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And there were 12 tribes. Now look to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't give them one spring. They would have fought each other. So 12 springs gushed out. So every tribe fixed for itself that this is our spring and this is our spring, so that there was no infighting between them on this water. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ نَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُ كُلُّ وَشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْصَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. And as if it was said to them, now eat and drink from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you. And do not act corruptly, making mischief on the earth. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them man and salwa. All the dietary needs were fulfilled by these two. They were getting them without any hard labor, without cultivation, without farming, everything easily at hand. But now they got tired with these two things. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ, and remember when you said, يَا مُوسَىٰ, O Moses, لَنْ نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ. We can't be patient with this only one food. Continuously taking one food, this man and salwa, nothing else. فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ. So pray to your Lord for us. يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ. He should bring out from the earth what the earth grows. مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِصَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا. Its herbs, its cucumbers, its garlic, its lentils, and its onions. Now these are the things which add taste to your food. So now, because they were very much accustomed to the taste of these foods, now they demanded these things. Because all their dietary requirements were being fulfilled. So now additionally, every man needs something which is tasty. قَالَا تَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. Moses said, do you want to exchange that thing which is better with that which is worse? Adna, or inferior at least. The meaning is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a better food and you are asking for something which is inferior. Although there are tastes in it, but actually that food which is nourishing, which is natural, that is much better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. You want to get in exchange something which is inferior. And you want to lose that thing which is superior. اِهْبِتُوا مِصْرَى. Now this word اِهْبِتُوا, note. This hubut is not from sky to the earth. The same word, اِهْبِتُوا مِصْرَى. Go and settle in some city. And now if you want these things, you will have to cultivate the earth. You will have to grow these things. All these things you can't get automatically. You have to settle down. This life of Bedouin and this life of traveling. Now you will have to give it up. If you want these things, if it will be from Sayyidina Lakum Ma'asalsum, and then you will get what you are demanding. وَزْهُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْزِلَّةِ. This ayah is very important. And humiliation was heaped upon them. This is for to say conclusion. Due to these misdeeds of yours, due to these misdoings of yours, due to this going astray of yours, you were punished. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to you by this decree. وَظُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الزِّلَّةِ. Humiliation was heaped upon them. وَالْمَسْكَنَةِ. And they drew the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Misery. Maskara, misery. وَبَعُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And they drew on themselves the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And this is because they used to belie and deny the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَكْفُرُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And they had been killing and slaying the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any reason, without any cause. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And this punishment was given to them because they disobeyed and they were transgressing the bounds of the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Verily all those who believed, that is, who became Muslims, who believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا and those who became Jews, وَالنَّصَارَى and the Christians, وَالصَّابِئِينَ and the Sabis. This was a different nation, and most people think they were in Iraq, and they thought they were following Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Some say they were the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. They were following the Sharia of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Wallahu alam. Nothing is known for sure. The real thing is, man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa amila salihan. Whosoever believes in Allah, has real faith in Allah, and the day of judgment, the last day, wa amila salihan, and then he does or he did good deeds, فَلَّهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ إِنَّا رَبِّهِمْ, for their reward is now with their Rabb, with their Master, is assured. Their reward is assured with their Master, with their Rabb. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and there shall be no fear upon them, and nor shall they be grieved. So this ayah is a very controversial ayah of the Quran. Some people have inferred from this ayah that having faith in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not essential for salvation. Because here also you note that Iman bil Akhirah and Iman billah, only two basic articles of Iman have been mentioned. Inna al-lazina amanu wal-lazina hadu wal-nasara wal-sabina man amana billahi wal-yawmil akhir wa amila salihan falahum ajrahum inda rabbihim wala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. But actually it's a big mistake to argue in that way. Because here you refer to the section number 6 of this very surah. This whole discussion starts with an invitation to the Jews to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is as if you know, in arithmetic, there is sum which is outside the brackets. And it is multiplied by all the quantities that are within the brackets. Here actually, this whole discussion is governed. It will be at every moment, at every place, it will be multiplied by the contents of those 7 ayat which came in the beginning. That is why there is a very close similarity between this bracket, the word I am using, because the 2 ayat with which this discussion has now started, Ya Bani Israel, Azkuru Ni'mati Allati An'amtu Alaykum Wa Anni Faddaltukum Ala Al-Alamin Wattaqu Yawman La Tajzi Nafsun An Nafsin Shay'a وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنَا شَفَعَاتٌ وَلَا يُخَبِ مِنَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا يُنْكَرُونَ. The same 2 ayat will come in the beginning of section 15. يَا مَنِي إِسْرَائِلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. The same 2 ayat. What does it mean? These brackets start with these 2 ayat and brackets end with those 2 ayat. And before this bracket are the 7 ayat of section 6. As you know, the main theme of that section is وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونِ. يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونِ. So basic subject is the call to the Jews to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran. Now that common factor has been taken out, outside this bracket. It is not being repeated everywhere now, but it is governing the whole passage, the whole address that is commanding, and that is governing the whole passage, and that is actually the meaning. Now if we gaze our eyes and fix our gaze on this eye, what does it mean? It means that at the time of every ummah, there was a time when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not born. Up till that time, the Ummah was Nasara. Whosoever Christian at that time believed in Allah and the Akhirah and did good deeds, well, his reward is assured with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is safe, he will get the reward. Before Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam, it was the days of the prophethood and messenger of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Any Jew who actually believed in Allah and the Akhirah, and he was going to give, then his reward is also assured. So actually this pertains to the period. From every ummah, only belonging to an ummah is not decisive in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are a Jew, Even in the days before Hazrat Masih alayhi salam, if he was a Jew, if he was not doing good deeds, if he didn't have real belief in Allah, well, his deeds were meaningless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had no position. Even for the Muslims today, if you only profess to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the era of Muhammad now, after the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody has to believe in him. But only believing in him doesn't mean anything. Unless we really believe in Allah, unless we really believe in the day of judgment, unless we really believe in the hereafter, unless our good deeds are there, and they are just, you know, rationally proportional to our belief and our profession, then actually, unless these things are there, being a Muslim, being counted a Muslim in this world, doesn't mean anything on the day of judgment. So this is the essence of this ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ. And remember, when we took the covenant from you, and when he raised the mount over your heads, فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ فَخُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Again, it's a miracle. When the Torah was given to Moses alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to his people again, then he saw that people had started worshipping calf. Then, as we have read, the punishment was done, and that punishment was carried out. Then again, Hazrat Moses took alayhi salatu wasalam with him 70 people. They went again to the tour, and there they repented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now they made a firm covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now to have that covenant very serious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the mountain over their heads. These miracles were happening then at that time. But you know, from the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the miracle is only this Quran. It's the intellectual miracle and not a miracle seen by these eyes or heard by these ears. Not sensual miracles, but actually now the miracles are intellectual miracles, and that is Quran. But before that, we may say that was the infancy of mankind. And so these miracles were shown to them. But with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this ummah, not such miracles. But you have to understand, and you have to follow, and you have to act, and you have to act through accepting all the hardships of this world. And then you have to fulfill your duties. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Hold fast to what we have given to you. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ. And remember whatever is there in it. That is means Torah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you are saved from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are saved from His displeasure. You are saved from His punishment on the day of judgment. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. But then you turned away after this. After making that covenant. But your deeds and actions were to the contrary. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. Had there been no grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over you, لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. You would have been among the losers long and more, long before. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. And you know very well, those of you from you who transgressed the matter, the law of Sabbath. Now this was a very hard law in the Sharia, and that was that this Saturday, this Yom al-Sabt, actually, to them also, this Friday was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they themselves preferred from Friday, and they chose Saturday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided it for them. Well, this is the sacred day for you. You can't do any worldly work, any work of earning anything. This whole day is reserved for remembering Allah, for reading Torah, for zikr, for salah, for prayers, and so on. No work can be done. But there was a tribe of theirs which was on the seashore at Aqaba. This is a famous place now. That tribe that lived at Aqaba. And catching fish was their profession. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. The details will come inshallah in Surah Al-Araf. So here we don't have time to go into detail. But they transgressed the law of Sabbath. And you know very well, those amongst you who transgress the law of Sabbath, we said to them, Kulu kiradatan khaseen. As a punishment, we said to them, be monkeys. Be you monkeys despised and rejected. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا. And we made this punishment an example for the people who were present before them and people who came after them. People who were their contemporaries, they knew that this nation, this tribe of ours has been given this worst punishment in the last. So that they became an example. An exemplary punishment was given. So we made them an example for people who were with them, present at that time, and people who were coming after them. وَمَعِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And it became a lesson and a sermon for people who have any fear of God. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. Another incident, a very interesting incident indeed. And remember when Moses said to his nation, to his people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from you, أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً, that you sacrifice a cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. They said, do you make fun of us? Because there was this germ that they thought that cow is sacred. Now they were being tested on that account. So they wanted to just somehow get away from this. So they said, do you want to make fun of us? أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Musa said, عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ, I take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from becoming among the jahileen, from those people who are ignorant and foolish. That is, you don't expect this, that I can make fun of you. I am the messenger of Allah, I am his prophet. You know it very well, you believe in me. And then you are saying that I am making fun of you. قَالُوا نُوْ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنَ نَعْمَانِي. They said, call your Lord. He should explain for us what type of a cow he wants. What type of a cow he wants that should be sacrificed. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ. Moses said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it should be a cow which is neither too old nor too young. عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَالِكْ. Between the two, in between, somewhere in between. Neither too old nor too young. فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. Now do what has been commanded to you to do. قَالُوا نُوْ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. They again said, again call your Rabb, your Lord. He should explain to us what should be the color of the cow that we should sacrifice. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ. Moses said, Allah says, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ. That should be a cow which is yellow colored, فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا, bright in its color, لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ, pleasing to the beholders. Whosoever sees, he is pleased to see it. Very shining yellow color. قَالُوا نُوْ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنَ نَعْمَالِ. Again they said, call your Rabb, call your Allah. He should explain to us, make it clear for us. What is that cow that he wants in sacrifice? إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَ عَلَيْنَا. These cows are all alike to us. Or we have become confused about the cow. Which type of cow or which cow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to sacrifice. وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. And we shall be, inshallah, we shall be on guidance, and we shall be on guidance. When the things become clear, we don't want to shirk it, we shall do it. But please make everything more clear. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُسِيبُ اللَّهُ. He said, Moses said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is a cow that is not trained to till the soil. لَا ذَلُولٌ تُسِيبُ اللَّهُ. Tilling and cultivating the soil, وَلَا تَسْتِلْ حَرَسْ, nor it waters the land, the fields, from the well fetching water. مُسَلَّمَةٌ, it should be of one color throughout. لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا, there should be no dot of any other color. قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ. Now there was no other option, no other question more to ask, and then they had to say, الآن جئت بالحق. Now you have made everything clear and you have told us two things. وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. They were not ready to do it. But they did it. After all, they had to do it. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَدَّارَاتُمْ فِيهَا. And when you killed a person from amongst you, فَدَّارَاتُمْ فِيهَا, and then they started dispute over blaming each other as to who killed him. وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah was to clear out and bring about what you were concealing, what you were hiding. قُلَّبْلِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا We said, strike this dead body of this person with some part of the body of that cow which was sacrificed. كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى Now what happened? When they touched that dead body of the person who was slain, who was killed, who was murdered, with some part of the body of the cow that was sacrificed, he became alive and he told the name of the killer, the murderer who had murdered him, and then he again died. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them this kind. كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى In the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring to life all the people who are dead. People who are dead, they will be brought to life. Just as this person who was murdered, who was killed, who was dead before your eyes, and he became alive, and he told the name of the murderer, and the killer, and then he again was dead. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ And he shows you his signs. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ So that you understand and you ponder upon them. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ Then after all this, your hearts hardened, hardening of the heart. فَهِيَ كَالْهِجَارَ And now they are like stones. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً Or harder, more hard than stones even. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ is very important ayah. We must focus our attention. If this thing happened to Bani Israel, this can happen to us, and it has happened to us. The same hardening of the heart, the same hypocrisy, the same wishful thinking, all those things which cropped up in the former Bani Ummah, they cropped up in the present Muslim Ummah also. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ And then after this, after all this, your hearts hardened, فَيَّكَ الْهِجَارَةِ وَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ Now they are like stones in heart hardness or more than them. وَهِنَّ مِنَ الْهِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ Because there are rocks, there are stones, from between which the springs gush out. There are springs gushing out of the stones. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ And among these stones and rocks are those which split. فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ And water comes out of it. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ And among the stones and rocks are those who fall due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah is not ignorant of what you are doing. Your deeds, your actions, They are all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ Now as a brief pause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing apparently the Muslims. But here again, actually, the people who are being discussed are the Jews. But this ayah is addressing Muslims. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ O Muslims, do you hope or wish that these people should believe in you, should believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you hope? You have any expectation? You wish it? You covet it? أَفَتَتْمَعُونَ يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ When some people among them have been so much courageous against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ That they were hearing the kalam of Allah. ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ And then they have been changing it, corrupting it. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ After having understood it. Not by mistake, but by willful wrongdoing. They have been changing the word of Allah, the kalam of Allah. So people who dare changing the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do you hope that they will come to the right path? And they will believe in you and in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِن بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And they were doing all these things knowingly, with intention. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا And when they meet the people of faith, the Mu'mins, they say, we are also Mu'mins. I have discussed it in the section number 2. of this very surah. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And here you see, they are definitely the Jews about which these words are appearing here. There I told you that both the Jews as well as the Munafiqun, they were there in the background of the second section of the surah. Here they are definitely the Jews. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. And when they are privately meet with each other, two Jews, قَالُوا وَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ, they say to each other, are you telling them, that is the Muslims, بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disclosed on you, those things which have appeared in Torah, in support of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you want to tell the Muslims those things? لَيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ إِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ وَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, so that they can argue against you on the day of judgment before your Lord, before your Rabb. So do you not understand? Don't you have any understanding? What are you doing? Now please understand, there were some moments that a Jew, in some good moments, he used to say to the Muslims, yes, about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such and such, there are these prophecies and these things we find them in Torah. But now they blamed each other when they met each other. What are you doing? You are telling them these things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you, has opened upon you, so that they will now argue against you on the day of judgment. Oh Allah, they accepted and they had recognized Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said to me that in Torah we find all the qualities and all the prophecies regarding Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were blaming each other. Why do you tell them that in Torah there are the prophecies which support the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Do they don't know that Allah knows whatever they are hiding and whatever they are revealing? Even if they don't tell the Muslims, Allah knows it, that all the prophecies in Torah were present about the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the signs were present. So Allah will argue against you himself. أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Even if the Muslims don't know, even if they don't disclose all these things to the Muslims, after all, Allah knows them. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. From among them there are ummis also. Now what are these ummis? The illiterate people among the Jews. Because all Jews were not ulama. All Jews didn't read Torah, just as we don't read Quran. We go and ask the masala for a Maulvi Sahib, that's all. And we read Quran only to get sawab. And that is also a very small percentage of the Muslims who read Quran now. Gone are the days when the majority of the Muslims used to recite Quran every morning. Gone. Long ago, finished. Very few percentage of the Muslims recite Quran regularly. And among them also, how many people understand it? So actually the same was the case of the Jews. We have at least the whole Quran with us in best bound form and on best paper and printed everything. Do you know about 2000 years before? There was no such facility available. So actually very few people among the Jews knew Torah and what was there in Torah. So that is what is Quran saying here. مِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Among them are those unlettered people, uneducated people, illiterate people who don't know the book. They say they believe in Torah, but they don't know what is Torah. إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ. What they know are their wishful thinking. We are the chosen people of the Lord. We are the progeny of Yaqub and Ibrahim and Ishaq. We will be definitely safe from the fire of hell because we are very dear to Allah, like sons. We are very dear. Nahnu abnau Allah wa ahibbau. And even if fire touches us, it will touch us only for a few days, numbered days. We shall not remain in the hell forever. All these are amani. These are their wishful thinking. They have themselves created these things out of nothing. This is fiction. This is not something from Torah. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ. And if you try to just assess the position of the Muslims also. The same is the condition of the Muslims. We also have the same Amani. We are the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo kuch bhi hai, lekin tere Mehboob ki Ummat mein hai. Because we belong to the Ummat of your Mehboob sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, our destiny is fixed. Our positions in Jannah are reserved. Our seats are reserved over there. Our salvation is ensured. So that is actually the wishful thinking. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَمَيْنُهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Now the other people, they were the Jews, ulama, the rabbis of the Jews. What did they do? They wrote the book with their own hands, changed the wordings of the book, then they sold their fatwas, just as some of the Maulvis today sell the fatwas. They get prices by selling fatwa. Just as a person, you know, wishes to get a fatwa, he can get a fatwa, he can purchase a fatwa. There are those ulama too, not all of them, but there are some people. So that was the character of the ulama. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Woe to the people who write the book with their own hands, ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And then they say, this is from Allah. لَيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. So that they can get very little price, you know, for that. Because the biggest price that they can get is actually a little price. If you compare it to the salvation in the hereafter, what will you get? Thousands or lakhs of rupees or dollars, nothing else. But what are you losing? The salvation of the hereafter. The eternal life of Jannah, that is your losing. And you are getting this price. لِيَسْتَرُوا بِهِ سَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Woe to them due to what their hands wrote. وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. And woe to them for the earnings that they have made through this business and trading of religion. وَقَالُوا لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٌ. إِلَّا أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٌ. Again the same example of their wishful thinking. And they said, Nar, fire of hell cannot touch us except for a few days, few numbered days. Some said 7 days, some said 9 days, some of them said 40 days, not more than that. وَقَالُوا لَنْ تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَةٌ. The fire of hell cannot touch us except for a few numbered days. قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا. Ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you got some covenant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ أَهْدَهُ. And you hope and you are sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not do against His covenant? Where is that covenant? أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Or in the alternative, are you saying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you don't know without any knowledge, without any basis? You are saying these things and ascribe these things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bala, now this is the final word of this section. And these are the eternal laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bala, why not? Man kasaba sayyatan. Whosoever willfully earns even one ill doing, one bad deed. Sayyatan, one deed, one bad deed, one bad act, one sin, but it should be a big sin. Kabira. وَأَحَاطَتْ لَهِ خَطِيَتُهُ. And then the sin, you know, it surrounds his whole personality. Even one sin can surround the whole personality of that evil doer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are the people of fire and they will remain in that forever, forever. خُلُود فِي النَّارِ. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. On the contrary, this is the usual case in Quran, whenever there is a mention of hell and the people of hell, simultaneously, as a simultaneous contrast, people of heaven, people of Jannah, they are also mentioned as a contrast. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for those who believed in Allah, who had the faith, real iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And the proof of real faith is amal salih. That the deed should be good. Character should be good. His behavior should be good. Good should come out from his person. It should spread from his person into his society. Ulaik ashabul jannah. They are the people of Jannah. They are the people of heaven. They are the people of paradise. Hum fiha khalidun. And they will dwell in that forever and forever. So that is the divine law. Everything is based on real iman and real amal-e-saleh. Not on the basis of belonging to any community. You might belong to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you don't have real iman, and if your deeds are not good, you are not performing your duties, well, you are just disconnected. Your belonging to the Muslim Ummah, it carries no weight on the Day of Judgment in the balance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim, wa nafa'ni wa iyaakum bil ayat wa zikr al-hakim.